My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. Today kind of went all off the reins, and I thought I would talk to you guys about today because it's been interesting because I spend a lot of time on this podcast telling you guys all the cool things you can do, all the creative things you could do, and I probably don't talk as much as I probably should about the struggle that is real life trying to mess with you when you're trying to create a creative business. And this happens to all business owners. And because of that, I thought I'd talk to you a little bit about my day, because I think you're going to sympathize or empathize, and you yourself might be going through something like this. So I don't know who needs to hear this right now, but if this is your life and things are tough, then I want you to know that this is life and that struggle happens and everything gets knocked off of your schedule in a way that you don't want it to happen. And I promise this relates as we're talking about design businesses or any kind of creative business that you might own, and how hopefully this normalizes it for you, and how you can kind of figure out your schedule to make it all work for you. So I've been a single mom for the last week. Okay. So kudos to single parents. Like, honestly, it's a rough job because you're just juggling so darn much, right? And, you know, my husband is out of town enjoying himself, which he should because he's deserved it. And I knew that this week was, it's right now been 5 days. It's a 10-day trip he's on. And I'm kind of right here in the middle of it. And yesterday, my youngest son got sick. He wasn't feeling good, so I kept him home from school, which of course you guys know means that if you run a business, like, it means you rearrange everything in your schedule. So I have a really kooky schedule since I'm CEO of a company and I run a design business. And so it's like I had to move around some of the meetings that I had going on, and I had to move around some of the podcasts that I was guesting on. And I was reworking one of our courses because we're reworking all the courses to 15-week semester-long courses. More on that on some other podcast episode. But we've been doing all of these incredible, incredible things, and I had to rearrange my whole schedule because he needed me. So, like, I'd stop, make lunch for him, make sure he was okay, get him some medicine, all that good stuff. Well, this morning was the hangover from yesterday, right? He wanted to go to school, but he wasn't, like, he was just tired, right? That, you guys know how that is, right? And my two older girls, one of them was out the door really early, like 7 a.m. The other one, I was struggling to get her to get up and get to school. She's also the one who needs to pick up my son from school today because I was overbooked, overscheduled, and forgot my husband was going to be out of town during his pickup time, okay? So it's just like the juggling, but thank goodness I have two other kids who can drive, okay? One of them is going to be in class, the other one is not, so it's going to work out. Anyway, this morning I was like, okay, I just need to get you, all three of you, out the door so I could have a regular work day today to get some things done. And the opposite of that happened. One of them got out the door. She was great. But the other two just slept in. I didn't get them up as I should have. I could tell my son was really tired still from not feeling great the day before. And so I let him sleep in an extra basically 2 hours. And then the other one just tends to sleep in. So I finally got her out the door. So I pushed her out the door. I lost 3 hours of work this morning and was like, all right, I'm just going to move everything around. It's going to be fine, Karina. You're going to make that up somewhere. You know, the kids don't see it, right? We see it in our creative businesses as we're trying to do our schedule, because I see those 3 hours, and now those 3 hours show up at 6 p.m. at night, right? Because it's still work that has to be done. We're not an employee that can take off time and just be like, oh, it'll be fine. Someone else will pick up the slack. It doesn't work that way for solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, design business owners. It just doesn't happen. That's still time we have to figure out. And so I only tell all of this to you, not for you to be like, oh, poor Karina, because it really wasn't poor Karina. It was just like, this is just life, you know, right? Things are crazy. It's to say to you that things are going to mess up your schedule. And I teach daily planning in my coursework. I teach planning in my programs. And many of you guys know we actually have a what we call the Design Suite Daily Planner that you can buy off Amazon, right? Like, so I really believe in planning. And some of my designers say, Karina, what do you do when things get really screwed up? Like you lose a whole day of work, which, you guys, happens. It just happens. When you lose a whole day of work, it just is something that happens. And so they're like, what do you do when that happens? And I always say this. I say that I either have to make it up in what I call the crevices of my life, or I have to make it up when I don't want to make it up, which is sometimes a weekend. And sometimes it just gets, you know, torn apart and moved into the following next 2 weeks, which is kind of what happened today and yesterday with what I was doing. Like, so I'm reworking a course right now, but by the time this comes out, it'll be out because it's 15 weeks long and I'm almost done with it. Fingers crossed I can be done with it soon. And that course, I couldn't get as many lessons taped, written, you know, I have to put it in the syllabus, like all ready to go. I didn't get as much done yesterday as I should have. Some of it was supposed to be done today as well. It got pushed back. So it just got moved into next week in any of the openings that I could find to make it happen. And for those of you who are working on design work, this is what's going to happen to you. You guys know we do this challenge called Art to Cart in our community, in our mastermind community. And in this challenge, there's a certain number of products they have to make per week in order to qualify for it to really work for them, right? Because what we see so problematic that we see in the business world for designers is 100% volume. Like, people don't know how much volume they need to create, and they are not motivated to create as much as they should create. So we have this challenge that we do, and sometimes people are like, I didn't make the challenge goal this week because X, Y, and Z happened. All right, no worries. You're the business owner. So guess what you can do? You can move it into next week. You can create that same exact goal for next week, right? You can put it off for 1 week. You're the business owner. So anything you do is on you. And if things happen this week, which were completely out of your control, and that's the way life is, there are lots of things in our lives that are completely out of control, then we move it into another week, we call it good, and we move on. And you just have to be at peace with that, especially as a creative business owner, as a designer, because there is no way you can stop your kids from getting sick, or for emergencies to happen, or for, you know, you have to spend time because your oven or your dishwasher broke and you're waiting for the handyman to come. This is just life, you guys. And so they're going to happen. And what I would say is make sure that there's room on your calendar. I'm planned out pretty far in advance, but I try to leave these open blocks throughout my calendar for all of those things. Not because they're going to happen during that time, but so whenever they happen, I can move something else on my calendar and move it into that time period. And that's just good planning, right? I think that people have this idea that planning means that everything happens exactly the way you said it was going to happen in your calendar. That is not the case. Good planning is knowing what's on your calendar today, what's coming up on your calendar in the next couple of weeks, and making sure there's extra time in there for you to breathe in your business and to find things that are in there. And I'm going to tell you that I am not always the best at this. In fact, at the time of recording this, I took what I'm calling a CEO week, and I refused to go to any meetings in my entire company except for one at the very end of the week that needs to happen. But I took this week because I needed the time. And a lot of times we're not taking the time we need to get the work done that needs to actually happen. And that's what I needed this week. I needed the time. I also needed the space, because many of you guys know I talk. I'm an introvert. It seems like crazy. People are like, how are you an introvert? I draw energy from being alone. This is why I'm a designer, you guys. This is why so many of you are designers or creatives that are, you know, crafting and creating your things, because you're an introvert. You like to create on your own. That's me. That's where I draw energy from. And so I needed this time and space to really sit down, remember why I do what I do, be able to bring the energy that I need to anything that I'm working on. And a lot of that comes from finding the space and time to do what you need to do on your calendar. And it might be the, you know, I'm talking about calendar, and I really do have a Google calendar that tells me everything that's going on, right? For you, it might just be a written planner, or maybe it's just, you know, in your head what's coming up and you're kind of planning for it. But I see so many, especially women, but women and men, beat themselves up over things not going perfectly in their day the way they planned it. And I want to encourage you to instead just find the space and time for those struggles, because that's just life. That's just the way it is. And you can do it. Don't beat yourself up about it. You can find that time later on, and you're going to make it. It's going to be awesome. You're going to make it. And keep going, because struggle is just a part of this life. And I want to encourage you to be okay with it and to just flow with it. All right, guys, I hope you have an amazing day, and I will see you soon.
Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.